There's nothing that can kill your exercise routine like a nagging injury or pain that prohibits you from getting the kind of workout you'd like. What changes should you make until you're healed? Let's talk about it with Bree Robinson from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Bree, does the injury necessarily mean the end of exercise?
No, not at all. I mean, you definitely need to continue on just so that you can continue to keep your strength and continue to make the progress like you have been. You might just take it on a slower route this time. So you can constantly modify things no matter what the injury is. There's always another way that you can still work out that muscle group or that area without further injury.
So when we talk about modification, are we talking about just different exercises completely or doing what we're already doing, but just doing it a little bit differently?
I mean, it can mean both, depending upon what area of the body that we're speaking about and the injury itself. Again, we can come up with a completely different type of move or exercise to still work that body part, or we can just completely work the areas around that to where they're able to continue to get strengthened so that when they do compensate while the healing process is going on, you're not further injuring yourself. And then later you don't have so far to go when you're catching back up. So again, let's say that we have a shoulder injury. Let's just use that for an example. You know, you're not going to be able to do push-ups or anything like that that you probably were already doing. But to be able to go ahead and modify those things, that's really easy. I mean, you can always take a lighter weight on dumbbells and lay down on your back and do some sort of a press, depending upon what that injury is. Or you might need to eventually go starting back on your knees when you're doing your push-ups. So any little thing like that that's going to take the load down a notch is going to be helpful in being able to strengthen it back to where it's needing to be and giving it that adequate time.
You know, on cardio workouts, it's would be somewhat obvious in terms of, let's say, if you're a runner, maybe you could transition temporarily over into a biking or something like that. But weight training is a little bit more tricky, isn't it?
It is. And again, even going back to what you were talking about with the cardio, building back up to something, I mean, interval training is great. There's always different types of cardio exercises that you're able to do that are going to keep those joints from being so impacted. I mean, you can do something like swimming, and especially this time of year, you know, really taking advantage of something like that and going a little bit easier on your body, but completely changing it up is going to be a completely new cardiovascular workout for you. And you're still going to get great benefits from that just in a different way. So that's always a good thing.
What are some warning signs? I would assume, if the pain isn't going away or if it gets worse, you probably need to back off a little bit. But it's a matter of monitoring, I would assume.
Exactly. I mean, you always want to give your body adequate time to repair and recover. If you completely go back to back with your exercises day in, day out, and you don't ever give it that rest time that it needs, you're eventually going to break down and get an injury. So kind of monitoring and learning your body and being able to know, okay, I've given it 3 days and I'm still extremely sore, you know, give it a couple more. And if that's still hurting you or if there's still a nagging pain, then that's when you're going to want to talk to an outside source about possible injury or just seeing kind of what the deal is, really.
Sounds to me, what I hear you saying is, in the end, it's really about cutting yourself some slack, being smart about it, and not pushing it too hard too soon.
It is, exactly. And like I said, always want to give yourself that complete day of rest at the end of the week, just so that you don't completely break your body down and never give it that time to heal, to recover, so that your body's able to bounce back and give it that 100% next time too.
If you'd like help reaching your fitness goals, or if you've hit a bump in the road, Bree and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab can help. Give them a call at 918-743-3737.